The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, our final show of the year. This is it. We won't be here tomorrow because these two are lazy. And then we're taking the whole next week off. So we won't be back until December 4th. So this is our final show of the year. We'd like to wrap it up strong with whatever you want to talk about. You're more than welcome to get in here and hang with us and give us your end of year thoughts. What a great, great year 2020 was, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
some amazing stuff.
It really has been. It's really been a memorable year. No one will forget this year. I mean, the prosperity, the unity that we've shown as a country.
We've all come together. They had a picture of. I can't even believe they posted it in 2020. BYU UCF, which ended up being a blowout, but they were doing the thing where, despite the fact that COVID has wreaked havoc on America, these guys ended up having a good time. They found ways to have fun. Central Florida brought snow in, and they showed guys like no shirts on, doing a snow slide down like some kind of tubing where they had this fake snow, and then they had a snowball fight, and then they also played dodgeball inside. These guys had some fun, and BYU did too. BYU. Now I sound like the guy from the commercial
Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah,
who
Bob, I think Bob Menry.
I think it's Josh Innes doing that.
No, it's Bob Menry. It's the guy from.
Oh the guy that.
Holy! He missed that putt. He's a 5-year-old kid just fell on the ground. Yeah, so he. So then they showed BYU's having a good time out there at the beach, just hanging out, man, just doing some team bonding. And they have a picture, and it's like all the white guys are standing together, and then all the black guys are standing together. You know, just showing some good, just like
unity.
Racial separation,
a little
just,
unity.
Yeah, just you know, just like hey, look. And they showed separate pictures where they're like, look, the black guys and white guys don't ever hang out.
All
check this out,
guys.
2020.
But wait, there's only three black guys.
How many black guys are on BYU?
Mas que eso.
No, I think you made Polynesian guys. I don't know about black guys.
No. Full BYU? On black guys. Minimum nine. Nine
how many of them
the
got
picture?
Suspended for having sex at the university? Because that's the only guys that have ever been suspended by BYU.
Minimum nine. You're talking about a college not a power five, but close enough to a power five program. Minimum nine means that's not a lot of black
that's not
guys.
A lot. That's not nearly.
For a college
that's like
football
Wisconsin.
Team. Yeah.
That's like Wisconsin. We
got
corners and one wide receiver.
Do you want to follow all the rules, Dale? There's some rules you have to follow. Mm. Are there players who want to follow those rules?
No. And
you know,
if you have sex, you're going to get suspended.
There's a guy named Troy Warner. Neil Pa'alu, which, yeah, like Dale
that's
said, he could show
guy.
Up in the picture, but.
Right.
He could show up in that picture.
I'd be on that.
Oh, D'Angelo Mandel. There's not a lot of white D'Angelos.
That's two. Go on.
There's a couple. Amahi.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
There's a guy named Kavika Fonua.
All right.
Oh, that's sounds...
We're still at...
Josh Wilson.
Josh Wilson. You mean like Zach Wilson?
No. Oh. Like Josh. You should see him.
Okay.
That's three.
There's a guy named Uriah Le'etua.
Nope.
What about Jared Capisi? Probably not.
Josh Wilson is not.
Sounds like one of my peeps.
By the way, Josh Wilson from the images on the BYU website, I don't see black guy.
The one I have is.
No. Hmm. Josh Wilson, 52 linebacker for BYU. Not a black guy.
Oh, they got a picture.
In fact,
this says Josh Football. He was drafted by Seattle Seahawks in the second round.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Wikipedia screwed me on this.
Yeah, Josh Wilson is the younger brother of Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. I don't think they're...
Zach's younger brother...
Is a linebacker
for
BYU.
Is a linebacker?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're at three and, right now.
Hold on. Let me go right to the. I gotta go to the pictures. I need to go to the pictures because the Wikipedia. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, you're gonna find three black guys pretty much. It's BYU.
No. I'm telling you.
Now go through Wisconsin.
There's a picture of all
and
maybe
then Northwestern.
Then maybe their maybe they had some brothers who came with them. Like, hey, this is my two older brothers are gonna come with us to the beach. Okay,
probably.
Cool. All I know is the picture. There was no. It was complete separatism. There was no integration of BYU. Oh. The black guys went to one, had one picture. No white guys invited. White guys had a picture. Apparently no black guys invited. And I just thought, well, this is a curious picture to have on the.
Why are you trying to divide
us? Do you know,
Dell,
that when we were in high school, we believed in the racial equality and we had fun. We intentionally took a team picture in basketball. We said, okay, we have to do black guy, white guy, black guy, white guy, black guy, white guy. So we intentionally did an entire team picture like that because we had fun with it. We also found out about, we asked black guys, why do y'all like the bigger butts? Why do y'all like the smaller butt? We were finding out about each other's cultures. And then, you know, black guy culture kind of, it's gotten.
Kind of what?
It's kind of overtaken the butt talk.
Hmm.
Well, not like, John goes a little far with it.
What are you talking about?
John goes a little too far. I think you need to be reasonable. I'm not a fan of the implants at all.
I'm not a fan of the implants either.
You just don't.
I like natural. And you know what? I'm Italian. That's been the culture for a long time. I don't know if you've ever seen Italian women.
That's from gravy.
No.
That's well, from gravy and
that's
pasta.
Right. That's right. Why do you think and we make the gravy?
Gravy and pasta.
Why do you think we make the gravy?
Yo, Aunt Mary's getting a little wide.
Yeah. Good thing. About time.
About time Aunt Mary packed about 25 on since we got married two years ago.
Yeah. Thank God. God bless.
How'd she do that? Lots of ziti.
Yeah. And lasagna. No. And the masties. Yeah.
So your takeaway from the matchup was BYU has an issue with team unification?
That's what I took from the pictures at the... The pictures at the beach.
Huh.
That's
did they look? Did they look look unified when they were smacking UCF up and down the field yesterday? Did they look unified?
They looked like they just wanted to get done with that game so they could get out of there and not be around each other.
Go 11-1. Did they look unified?
They didn't look
the
unified when they sat on the ball the last minute 34
Why
when they're at the 4-yard line to go over the total.
Oh, okay.
When they sat there and didn't score a touchdown and it went under.
Oh.
Did they look that unified?
So maybe.
No.
Maybe you're trying to.
The black guys wanted to score. Zach Wilson sitting there like, we need to do the right thing.
That's right.
Maybe you're trying
to do the right
Morgan
thing by not scoring and being friendly. And then Vegas is like, and people who had action are like, "What, Zach, you stupid Mormon quarterback." And they're like, hey, his religion has nothing to do with this over.
So we figured out what this is all about.
No.
BYU cost him some money. So he's trying to pull that
team
apart.
It's an observation. Just an observation.
It's a ridiculous
observation.
They should
have scored a touchdown to really stick it to UCF.
See, the problem with you is you can't even determine who's Polynesian and who's black.
Yeah, I can. Well, once I actually got to the picture looked like they were all black guys. I can't find a roster on BYU. They don't show
the photos.
They don't show the pictures on the website. So now I'm having to go with, you know, the Wikipedia, the kind of the top row, which has. They gave me Josh Wilson in a red jersey. This
that's
is not the right
BYU.
Josh Wilson.
No, that's not the right one. John, do you realize what type of partner you have?
Yeah.
Not only is he a degenerate, that BYU team went 11-1, completely unified, smacked around almost everyone, and this guy's talking
he's trying
to pull them apart.
No, he's trying to
they don't have. Here's the deal. They don't have the killer instinct. They get down there, it's a minute 34. You stick an extra touchdown on them, get into the 50s, and show them
for
who's
what
boss.
Reason?
You had 49. Big deal. Everyone, Alabama scored 50 in like five straight games. Put the five spot on them. Let's
big
go.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Go fry some egg rolls. Keep your egg rolls frying.
Keep those egg rolls frying, yes.
Keep them egg rolls frying. I just got a text from a coach. He says, I talked to three different college coaches, and they all told me the same thing. Their players had no desire to go play in any bowl game.
No.
All they wanted to do was go home.
Yep.
Their players are all tired of being locked down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see one bowl game got canceled yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
South Carolina bowl game.
Oh, well, yeah. And South Carolina said, we're telling those players they're going. That's all there is to it.
None of these bowl games.
They don't get to vote on this.
I'm to the point
now. You know
what
we're going to do now, Coach? We're all going to go party together and get COVID, the players, and we ain't going.
The players are tired of being locked down, signed all the players getting COVID.
Yeah.
Because they weren't locked down.
Right.
Because they were told to and they didn't do it.
Well, I think this could well have been South Carolina saying, watch this. Now here's our vote.
Yeah,
we're all going to get COVID.
Was it South Carolina or the other team that got the COVID?
No, South Carolina did, I think.
Yeah,
oh, was
South
it
Carolina
them?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, they canceled. I'm telling you, that won't be the first bowl canceled. There will be another
one. Well, UAB.
What is that, the Sarsaparilla Bowl?
The Gasparilla
Bowl. What the hell is that? Somebody said, I think they misspelled that, Sarsaparilla thing.
No, it's UAB and... UAB was the opponent, and they don't get to play a team who's had so many games canceled. But we don't even have our coach ain't really coaching. Shane Beamer ain't going to coach this game. Bunch of guys who ain't even going to be coaching next year. Bye.
I can't even believe they're
trying
to play.
When was this game? Who cares about this game?
If it wasn't for TV money, why are they even playing any of these bowl games?
Well, because we got to watch a game last night.
Kids don't care.
For my entertainment. Just because you lost on the under. Just because you didn't cover the over, you want to stop all bowl games now.
No, I don't think the kids care about the bowl games. They barely even care about playing football anymore.
It looked like BYU cared last night.
Everyone wants to opt out and like, can I still get my...
BYU cared last night?
If I opt out, can I get my stipend?
Not enough. They didn't care enough because they stopped on a 4-yard line.
Well, yeah, that's true. Kids now, like the players, is like, can I opt out and still get my stipend and that illegal payment I'm supposed to get? Well, no. You have to play.
What about the illegal payment you tried to get from the bet? That you didn't get.
It's not a legal payment. I didn't get a bet. I gave the game out to somebody, and then
sure.
It looked like it was a winner at 35-10 at half. I'm like, I texted, I'm like, you're welcome. And then he sent me thanks whenever they buried it at the 4-yard line. That was I didn't even respond to the one where he goes, thanks. I'm like, because I'm sitting there like, hey, I thought it was in. I'm not even looking at the score, and I check it, and like, a minute 34. Wait a minute. No. That's 72. We need another touch. Oh, BYU's right there on the doorstep.
See, now let's stop all the bowls.
Yeah, thankfully we are done for the week because there are a lot of bowl games that actually will get played, and Lance will come in every morning talking about how these two teams the teams aren't unified, there's racism, if they cost some money.
You mean the team that beat the snot out of the other team?
Not unified.
Is it unified?
No.
All right, let's see. Wait, we got some more on this subject on the other side.
Well, we got that, and we just got lots of strip club talk.
Yeah, we got
athletes
James,
and strip clubs.
James Harden.
Local athletes, national athletes.
Like, and here's the deal, is the NBA might have to take action, and this is a way where James Harden isn't going to have to ever suit up for this team this year.
When we come back, we'll tell you what James's newest foray is, because it's kind of being buried right now. It's not really out there in very many places. We'll tell you what James apparently has done recently and how this may play into how it might even be intentional.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about that in a second. I tell you, your intent should be to get a new car before the end of the year. If you need a new truck, a new car, my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they've got employee pricing. This is not something they can do. It's the manufacturers or the GMC, Buick, Chevy. They have to make that decision. But what I'm telling you right now is that they are the ones who will go out of their way to do, once they get that program and it's available on all three types of cars. Once that happens, here, I'm going to pull up the GMC. For example, I'm at LanceZCars.com, and you can get to the entire inventory and see the entire inventory. I mean, here's an example. The 2021 GMC Acadia SLE SUV, the MSRP is $38,685, but the employee discount is $3,004. The purchase allowance is $2,000. It's $33,000 right now, and you can probably negotiate that maybe a little lower. I don't know. You may not be able to. But your trade-in value is going to kick it even lower if you have a car to trade in. They've got a ton of different vehicles like here's another one, the 2021 GMC Canyon Elevation pickup truck, $35,980 MSRP. You get $2,734 employee discount, $1,000 purchase allowance, gets it down to $32,000. They've got GMC Sierra pickup trucks with $5,577 employee discount. The discounts are substantial in all three types of cars, GMC, Buick, and Chevy. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com for for more information to get your special employee pricing at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just very quickly, as an aside, based on your bumper music here, have you ever... I'll ask both of you. I think I know the answer for you, John. Have you ever seen, gone down a rabbit hole where you see Kendrick Lamar bring people on stage to sing Mad City, to try to rap Mad City with him at a concert? Have you ever seen that? John, have you ever seen that?
Seems like the wrong audience for that question.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if Kendrick Lamar was on my big toe.
Okay.
Ew. So I watching him over and over and over again.
He would be on a beach picture for BYU.
You think he... No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't be on the BYU team, but he could be at the picture.
You think John is surfing YouTube and getting in rabbit holes?
I just wanted to give him a chance to answer, too. I didn't want to just narrow cast it to you.
Well, you can just...
In that case.
Is that all right?
In this case,
you can. I don't want to offend you.
No.
Okay, Dell, have you... John has not. Have you ever seen Kendrick bring people up to sing Mad City?
Why are you asking me that, Lance?
It's pretty...
Do I look like a person who would particularly get into one of those rabbit holes? What are you
could.
Saying?
You might have come across it.
Why?
You might have come across it.
How? Why?
Because
why
you're
think
a
that?
Because you're a pop culture guy and a French movie enthusiast.
Not really. I'm in a Scottish cinema, actually.
With subtitles.
Scotland. You can't understand what those people are saying.
Never.
You could. You're from England, aren't you?
Even the English don't understand the Scottish.
Queen's English.
The Scottish don't speak the Queen's English. Have you listened to them?
It's just sample. You can't see the odds of drinking it, for example.
If you're from England, you can understand
them. Say, and all of it.
Like, what? What?
If you're from England, you can understand
Peaky Blinders? Yeah, because it's like Irish, Scottish, English. They're
it's
all
like us with Boston people.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, what is he saying?
I know what you're talking about, but no, I don't get into wormholes, but I know what you're saying. You're talking about when he brings up a white kid and the white kid has...
You're Hispanic or whatever, or a girl or whatever. And he did it when he was here Day for Night. I watched it, and this girl failed so miserably. It was horrific. And then he brought up some white kid who ended up being a rapper, some local rapper named Corporate Doe. But it's a pretty good... It's actually... There's some pretty good ones. The first time he did it, I think, was in San Antonio years ago. And it's actually pretty good. It's actually a pretty decent rabbit hole to get into. There's one girl that does it, young girl, that's really good.
Del, have you ever gotten into a rabbit hole where a Chinese guy goes into a restaurant and starts speaking Chinese?
I'm in that one right now.
How are you?
I'm in that one right now.
I'm not talking to you. I know the answer with you.
Okay.
I'm asking Del this one.
No, I mean, I've only played it on this show to give people a little taste of what this guy can't pull himself away from.
I mean,
but the reasonable transition from what he just said is neat stuff.
Neat stuff.
No, that's not the reasonable transition.
No, it is.
That was neat stuff, Lance.
Neat stuff. Why don't we talk?
Have you ever seen the Russian dashboard?
No,
videos?
He hasn't.
Neat stuff.
No, you've seen Russian dashboard videos, haven't you?
I don't even know what.
Where people try to collapse into the car and get paid. Like, have you ever seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Where they'll like intentionally flop.
Well, not only that. In China,
well, sometimes there's
Asian.
Also big
there's
fights.
A lot of. There's a lot.
A lot of Asian ones.
A lot of Asian dudes.
The Russian ones really have more to do with their... I like the ones where people get out of their car and they start just pummeling each other. When you see two Russian guys get out of both sides of the car, like I should not have tapped in with my car. That was a terrible choice.
Yeah.
You see the guy who immediately regrets his choice.
Neat stuff. Let's talk about
rabbit holes.
James Harden for a second instead of this stuff. Let's talk about...
Sometimes you have to wonder, does he know he's doing a radio show?
Well, it's John always says everything's a holiday. He'll randomly on a Wednesday in October say, it's kind of a holiday show.
It is.
It's Halloween's just a week away. That's not a holiday. This is a holiday show.
This is actually a holiday show. Yeah. This is our final
this
show.
This is when you talk about
the
these kind of
Yeah, you got all the year end, all our
you
funny
all
moments
stuff,
from the year previous, all lined up for us.
Yeah, sure.
From this summer when we were doing pandemic shows from other locations and we
got those lined up.
All that great audio that Trent.
What about when we drafted Korean baseball teams? Do you have that?
I wasn't actually here for that.
Why don't you get it together and we'll do it December 4th when we come back.
June 4th? January 4th?
What did I say? January 4th when we come back.
You like all that great stuff that we did during the summer?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of funny stuff. There was
some
a lot
of
great fun, stuff.
Like some of the pandemic
stuff.
Some of
the funniest stuff
but
ever.
To be fair,
where I tried to warn you guys about the pandemic and you didn't believe
actually,
me. You thought
well,
it was
not,
the common
not,
cold?
Not Lance's no. death toll.
When y'all thought it was the common cold?
You mean when you tried to cancel sports and said that we wouldn't play football this year?
Yeah.
Sports got canceled.
But yeah, no, but Lance's daily death toll?
And I don't think there's going to be an NFL season.
Right. That.
Play that.
Yeah,
yes.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, that. So maybe
I don't see
you can
how
get
college
that
football, I don't see how college football gets off the ground.
Maybe that.
That.
Yeah. So those were our fun. Some
play
of
the one where y'all liked the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Play that one, and
that's,
I didn't.
That's a flat-out lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all thought
we
it was
were
a good
all,
trade.
Yeah, we were all
We all
on
said
board.
David Johnson's got a shot to actually get back to his form.
Speaking of which, we got it. Okay.
And now see what
James
I can do.
Harden. James Harden.
Do you not took a neurological test?
He won't let it happen.
Hold on. This is a serious one.
No,
I took a neurological test just to make sure my memory is okay. And they told me I don't have ADD.
Really?
That's got to be impossible.
Well,
that's
a false positive.
It's a false negative.
It's
a false negative
right.
is what that is.
Right.
No, you don't have ADD, sir. That, ma'am, that's impossible.
It is impossible.
You guys have immediately lost credibility.
Yeah. Anyway, so James Harden.
About James Harden.
James Harden, there's a video out now on
Black Sports Online.
Black Sports Online. And it's James Harden in a strip club with a Christian Dior suitcase.
Yeah, he was gifted that by the people who had the birthday. It was a birthday for a stripper or strippers. Or a Christmas party. It was a stripper Christmas party.
Yeah.
Either birthday or Christmas party.
And,
they gifted him a Dior
everyone
bag.
Everyone doesn't have a stripper Christmas party.
Right. Well, we don't at the station.
Well.
At this point.
Well, we need to start. It looked like a good time. It seemed to be a lot. It seemed to be you couldn't walk anywhere with all the dollars on the ground.
I know. There was a lot of money flying around.
That's disrespectful to dollars.
Can you ask a question that you asked? See if Del knows the answer. I don't know exactly the answer.
Why are the dollars all over the floor and nobody's picking them up? Is that you don't pick them up till the end of the night?
It's fun, yeah. And they get picked up and they do the count afterwards.
And they all split it up. All the girls split it up. But what if you're like an ugly girl? And nobody's really throwing dollars at you.
Well, that's why you want to count.
You still get a share?
Yeah.
Well, see,
I don't know what the strip
club. That's not America. That's like a Russian strip club, okay?
Except all the strippers would be hot in Russia, so what are you talking about? That wouldn't be a problem
there. That's communism. That's stripper communism.
Yeah.
Why is it that the hot ones aren't like, oh, no, you get like 4% of this. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't get the same share I do.
I'm tired of this.
Look at this booty. Right. Right.
They have to make payout first, so they make payout. They have to pay out to the club,
right?
And then they get to make their
yeah. But still,
I watch Hustle
and Flow. You
ain't
going that good, girl. You ain't getting the same share as me. Okay.
Did you ever watch Hustle and Flow? You can find out a little bit about the strip club stuff. Yeah. Although they never had anyone come in and throw a bunch of money at that strip club.
Whoop that trick.
See you. He was. Did you see him doing the? He did the arm for whoop that trick.
Yeah. So anyway, James
skinny
Harden is in there.
Skinny black threw his cassette tape in the toilet.
Yeah.
What a crappy move by Skinny Black and peed on it.
I'm looking at the video, and yes, there's strippers and money all over the place. I'm still on the whole, men just give each other expensive bags all the time.
I mean, like a silver, it's a silver Christian Dior.
Okay.
Why? I mean,
I can tell you this.
It's kind of weird.
I don't know about the cultures. I don't know everyone's culture. I felt like I used to know more cultures. In the younger culture now, I don't ever see in our culture, the more Caucasian culture, Del, I haven't seen...
I'm not in your culture. Why'd you say our culture and then say my name?
What do you mean? I said our culture,
yeah,
the Caucasian
our culture.
Culture.
Tell me you go.
No, Del's out.
Don't include me.
He's in Deer
he's
Park.
He's in it.
He's in Deer Park. He sounds like he's in it. He's, you know what he is?
Okay.
He's in a... Like, I would assume Del's a hoarder because people who always hole up in their houses are also hoarders.
I'm not a hoarder.
He's probably got 1,000 straws somewhere. But Here's the thing.
A thousand straws.
Yeah, like, why, Dale, why are all these paper plates and straws? Just in case I need them.
Can I get
like,
some? We ran out of paper plates last night.
I don't have any paper plates.
You're hoarding, Dale.
All right.
But so have you, do you and Chad Clay ever give each other Dior bags?
No. No, that doesn't happen.
Or like Lil Baby. What did he give Lil Baby? What kind of bag was that?
He gave him a watch.
I don't give
Chad anything.
It seems like in white culture, you don't see people giving each other,
right.
Handbags.
Pretty sure in Dell's culture, you don't give your buddies
like $100,000 in cash.
I mean, I don't.
Like, hey, friend, here
I don't
you
live
go.
In the. I don't live in the same culture that James does.
Yeah,
no.
It seems like
none of us do.
Like, I'll just give reference because naming someone you don't know doesn't matter. You know, I wouldn't if Nick rolled up here on his birthday and be like, Nick, I got you the.
Dior
ESPN
bag?
Producer version of a Christian Dior bag. No,
what,
I wouldn't
which would
give
be,
him
what
that.
Would that be?
Who knows? I don't know what it would be, but why I don't know? Because I would never give it to him.
Because no one. Yeah, see, James lives in a world, and I think it's maybe high-end athletes, maybe. I feel like James lives in a world that is not even remotely close to any, like throwing cash onto the ground at strippers, that just doesn't compute with me. I mean, I get it to an extent, and then giving each other bags, like that's what you give girlfriends and wives.
Yeah.
And men giving other men bags, like Christian Dior bags and Gucci this and that. That's a weird thing for me. And,
well, it's a world we don't really live in.
No. You're as close to living in that world as any of us.
No.
With Chad and Dana and Yanni.
None of us give each other. No. Yard, no, we don't give each other anything.
At Luling's and all that stuff. That's
no,
as close
as... We buy a drink. Hey, you want a drink?
Do you ever go to Post Oak?
The Oak Room?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That's kind of a James thing.
No, it's not.
James goes there.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know James.
James has been seen at
well,
the Tillman's places.
Because of Tillman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tillman owns it.
You think James pays for anything?
No, probably not.
Do we know the timeline for this?
We don't, but we'll talk about it on the other side. Because we might want to break it down... basketball wise and what it means to our Rockets, but okay.
James
right now
strip
though
club?
Right now though, I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I love these guys and you'll love them too. I'm telling you, you'll feel like you're in the Chastang family, and they are really, really nice people. And Patrick is like, listen, these dealer add-ons, we can tell everybody, please make it clear to everybody that they can buy online, because you can't because the other dealers want you to get into the store so they can upsell you with the bed liners or the leather seats or the audio package or whatever it is that they're trying to upgrade you on, because they want to just gouge you for as much as they possibly can. And that's simply not the case and never is the case at Chastang Ford. The first thing that they ask me, where do your payments have to be? Do you like this? Do you like this? All right, well, you really like this, so we're going to try to work the deal so that we can get in your payments. And they did. And I'm driving one of the nicest car I've ever had in this Expedition. It's unbelievable. So if you're looking for that kind of dealer with the honesty and unbelievable deals at their holiday, right now you got their holiday sale going on right now. They got to get these cars off the lot. Go to ChastangFord.com and see for yourself, or get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The Detroit Lions put out Jack Fox video. First NFL season, first Pro Bowl. Proud of him. A young man from Rice University. He came here from St. Louis and punted for Rice. And he got he got his legs strong punting at Rice. The more you work your leg, you know, the better you are, the better you get. Punting at Rice, he was the most active player on the team. He was by far, he got the most work of anybody when you're a punter at Rice during his time there. So congrats to Jack Fox, great kid. and a great young man, and his first Pro Bowl. So James Harden, you know, is James trying to, you can see this video, Black Sports Online.
Yeah. So he's the only place I've seen it so far. It was okay. So here's the deal. It was posted on social media platform. I think the Instagram platform by the party host. And I think it's been since deleted, but it certainly made its way out there and you can still see it. I mean, it's been captured. And so you've seen it. I've seen pictures of it. I didn't see the whole video. I saw the screenshot of James. And it says, according to Robert Littal, it is, I don't know if it's Littal or Little, but apparently it's, I can get him on the show if you want, but apparently it's the same day, I guess it's in Houston. It supposedly is the same day he threw a basketball at a teammate, at Jay Sean Tate. That's what he said.
Well, how do we know, though? How can we verify that?
I don't know.
The event is called, because I picked, the Selective Group Winter Ball, at Selective Group is the handle. So you could, I guess you can go to their page and see when that thing took place. So
well, when it posted.
No, well, posted is one thing, but when it actually occurred is the most important thing, right?
More than likely, if you're doing it for the gram, people who care about social events are going to post it same day as fast as they can for likes, retweets, all that stuff. They're not going to wait a few days to post something like James Harden in the club. Regardless, did he do it? I mean, they posted an image of him. I would think the rule would be don't post James Harden in here. Like, don't put. I haven't seen a ton of video of James in strip clubs ever.
Well, he was playing to the
camera. We know.
He was playing
to the camera. That's my point. He played to the camera there and in the other one.
Yep.
When he was. You have to wonder. Now, he's playing to the camera. It could just be a picture. But I would think James doesn't want any videos or pictures out, typically.
No, typically.
In this particular case, it feels like he was fine with
it. If he's breaking protocol again, does he have to sit and have
six negative tests? I got news for you. Are a ton of people who don't care. Yesterday, I saw two different clubs that were packed. Packed. But there's a lot of people who don't care about protocol. James is one of them.
Yeah. The NBA cares about protocol. And if James is in a club and they can verify the date that James is not wearing a mask in a club, they can maybe sit him down. Well, and Roger, maybe that's what James is looking for.
All right, well, let's see how chicken bleep the NBA is. Let's be honest here. Adam Silver's chicken bleep. He's afraid of the players, yes or no?
Yes. No, okay. He's not afraid of the players. He just he slobbers all over them.
He's terrified of the players. He won't do anything. Roger Goodell, $50,000 fine, $100,000 fine in the NFL. Taking draft picks. Let's see if James catches a $50,000 fine from, because he's been warned. The whole NBA has. Well, let's see if he gives James a $50,000 fine.
Well, screw a $50,000 fine. The dude is breaking protocol. If he should be suspended.
Yeah. Actually, because he's somewhere and could be a super spreader. Yeah.
I mean, and he could spread it around the league. Those guys are leaning on each other, sweating all over each other. I mean, of all the sports, this is the one where you have to be the most careful. At least you got face masks in between you and football.
This is
baseball. You're not near anybody.
John, this is the lock of the year. This is the lock of the year. Basketball is going to have immense problems with this because you have a ton of players who don't care. They're going to go to strip clubs. They're going to go to parties. They're going to go wherever the girls are. They're in close contact, especially on the court. When you have contact tracing, periods of contact tracing, when there's positives, it's going to shut down a multitude of games that are going to have to be made up. Like, this is going to become a major, major issue. And James should 100% be fined for this, and you're right. He shouldn't play.
No, forget fine. What the hell is fine going to do? He's breaking protocol and risking other players to the exposure.
Do you think James Harden? Oh, 100%. Do you think James Harden is? Well, I mean, but Dwayne Haskins did the same thing. We'll get to that. That's a separate story. But how many guys are doing that, and you just don't see pictures of it? You know what I mean? Yeah. In the league, like, football's coming to an end. Basketball. They're not in a bubble. This is going to be a major issue when one or two guys get it on a team because the contact tracing, it's going to shut down an entire team for, you know, a minimum of a week to 10 days. They're going to have much larger rosters. I haven't seen that the NBA has done that, but they're going to have to pull up from G Leagues. They're going to have to do whatever it takes because they can't just cancel 2 weeks of games like college football's had to do. They just can't do it.
No. But, okay, who doesn't see it coming that there are going to be cancellations? There are going to be. I mean, are you telling me that all of these guys all tested negative and everybody in the league so far, we don't have a positive test in the NBA right now? Is this what you're saying? Because we haven't heard it. We haven't heard any team go, well, we're done. There's only 15 guys. And with the close contact that these guys are all having, with James in a strip club without a mask on, I mean.
And we know he had it, but he had it this summer. I don't know that he's.
I don't know.
I don't know that he has, that he's.
Well, here's the deal. Is James maybe pining for a suspension?
That's the question. Is this intentional by him? Throwing a ball at a teammate, going to strip club,
yelling at teammates,
being on video doing that. Yeah. At this point, it feels like, and Charles Barkley made the comment that I actually saw on the broadcast where he said, you just have to take, it doesn't matter, take Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert, Allen and LeVert, or Allen and Dinwiddie, and that's good, that's enough, just take that, just get him out of there. No, Charles. And then Kenny Smith makes the comment, and we have Kenny Smith's comment, because Kenny Smith had a different interpretation. Here's what Kenny Smith, it was caught by TMZ, what he said about James Harden.
Rockets legend, I got to ask you, there's some crazy talk about James Harden,
right?
What do you do with him? You know, some people saying he's a cancer.
No, I think I'm not trading my best friend player if he's not happy. He's got to have a better reason.
Really? I mean, he's
got to have a better reason, man. Like, if he's too good to just trade because he's not happy, you know. So if he's not happy, then
but you don't make get the happy. But you don't get the best, you know, outcome out of an unhappy player.
Yeah, you do. You, because he's a competitor. He's not going to want to do it. But if you find something that really works,
what works to you? Like if you,
oh, it's got to be another player that is. James Harden is a player that doesn't come around every 10 years.
Yeah.
So you need a guy who doesn't come around every 10 years to match that.
It doesn't exist then in a trade.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's an elite player. He's in the Giannis's, he's in the Harden's, you know, there's LeBron's and AD's. And
yeah.
He's in that realm of player. So it's got to be that.
What's his name? Ferretti or Fertitti? What's his name? Tillman?
Oh, Tillman. Yeah.
How does he make him happy? How do you make... Because you know it's soured.
You go... You have a long conversation, which I'm sure you should have already, and you say, this is what we're going to do to win a championship. It's all about championship talk with him. If you have championship talk, you win.
But patience wears thin, you know, and it's not going to happen this year.
Hey, look,
you know,
there's only one team wins it every year.
Yeah.
So everybody, you gotta. We're trying to win it, too. We're
going to
be one of them teams.
All right. I mean, you got to get the best. I mean, I've been on I was on Boston last night, but Toronto stations, and the same thing is, you know, what if James doesn't want to go? Who gives a rat's ass what James wants? No, you get the best of the best deal you can possibly get. He doesn't have a no trade clause, so which is kind of surprising that there's no trade clause in this. But there's no trade clause, so James Harden, you get what's best for your organization because James ain't part of your organization anymore. You get the best you can possibly get, and quite frankly, I think Rafael Stone is going to have to probably take. He's going to have to probably take not pennies on the dollar, but he's going to have to take 80 cents on the dollar because he ain't getting what he wants out of this.
Well,
because James Harden is losing him leverage right now. And you know what? He's going to have to actually probably act. I'm telling you, I think this thing could happen in the next week.
To me, you can sit James and he can just not get paid. And that's fine. If that's what it is,
James will go, no, I'll play.
Then play and score your points. It doesn't matter. But the only thing that matters is, you can't do what Charles saying. You can't do it, Kenny. It has to be in between. Charles thinks you should move him. That's great. Kenny thinks you can't move him because he's a great player. That's also true. But it's in between. He's a great player, so you can't move him for just nothing, Charles. You can't move him for a bad deal. You got to get the best deal possible. And Rafael Stone has to sit and play chicken with James because ultimately, if James sits for 2 years, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to pay James. And if he plays and ends up at strip clubs and doing things that gets him suspended and he doesn't play, he actually doesn't have to get paid. You don't have to pay him if he does intention. If you are intentionally pulling a, you know, he'll go to the injury card, the most durable guy in the NBA. But if you are being a malcontent and, you know, you there is, you do have, if it gets that bad, the Rockets would have some ability to try and they do have relief. I mean, they can look to get James's money taken away. They can look to not pay him, to suspend him without pay if James is intentionally doing stuff. That is a super duper long shot. I mean, that's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is, at some point, James, if James right now, his legacy, he wants a championship. I do believe that. He wants to go somewhere where it's easy or easier. Nets makes it look real easy based on how good they were. And if I'm the Nets, I'm not sure I'm messing with James anyway. But based on what I saw. But, you know, John, it's real easy. If you're the Rockets, you say, well, look, we'll take 2 years away from you, James. If you try to make this hard on us, we'll take 2 years away from you and see if these teams are still look the same in 2 years. Because NBA teams change fast.
How are you going to take 2 years away from him?
But if James doesn't want to, you just keep him. Just say, we're not going to move you.
Oh, well.
If you're going to do this, we won't move you. That's what you tell him. We'll just sit there and let you score 30 points a game and we'll never move you.
Well, then he'll go, well, you ain't moving me, so guess what I ain't doing. I'm going to go game six against the Spurs. That's how I'll play for you.
Yeah. Good, and then really? how will your legacy be then?
Who gives a rat? He doesn't care. He's got money. He's got a Dior bag. He doesn't need legacy. And you know what? You're going to have to get him out if he does that. Now, why don't you talk right now about Men's T Clinic? And on the other side, we need to talk about last night and basketball. Holy crap! Was there some good ball being played?
Yeah, there was some good ball. Good job by schedule makers last night, and good job by you for going over to Men's T Clinic. There's a lot of you guys who I've told about Men's T Clinic over the years. Who've gone in? You're not a candidate now. You're a client. You understand that that it really worked for you. That your energy level that was so low, your lean muscle mass that you weren't able to maintain anymore because of because of your low testosterone. That's something that's been taken care of. You do have lean muscle mass now. You do have energy level. You do have that drive back. Your libido is good. These are things that you got taken care of. Well, for you other guys out there who've thought about it, but you haven't acted, I want to tell you right now, we're coming up on a new year. If you want to make the New Year's resolution and do it in the new year, that's fine. But there's 5 locations in Houston, Pasadena, Pearland, Spring, Cypress, and the Heights that are waiting for you. And they want to get you right. They want to test you, find out if you're low in testosterone. And if so, get you back to being the real you. Men's T Clinic can do that. MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 746 ESPN 97.5. I want to tell you what. Man, the Nets look good. I mean, it's one game, and, you know, one game does not a season make. And, oh, by the way, the Lakers lost last night to the Clippers. They just jumped up. LeBron didn't even play 28 minutes. I think first time in his career. That's the least he's played. It was he didn't have a double double, I think, for the first time in his career in an opener. I mean, obviously the shortened offseason certainly affected. He's going to limp into the season. But the Lakers are still the team to beat, but man.
Well, you knew
the Nets are deep.
The Nets, my goodness. And that Jeff Green pick. Jeff Green was actually kind of a revelation for the Rockets. I had no idea he would offer what he offered.
Yeah.
That was pretty shocking. And I just thought when the Nets got him, I thought, man, that is a really smart glue guy type of addition. And it is. They've got a good match of players around their stars. Like, that roster went from yuck to it looks like a really good roster fit. As a matter of fact, from the Nets, I'm not even thinking about James Harden. I really legitimately am not. I think it's a
No, James Harden.
I think there's just too much of a chance that he and Kyrie would end up really having issues.
No, James Harden would be a terrible fit for the Nets. A terrible fit for the Nets.
And you know what? It takes the ball out of KD's hands too often. To me, you get a good blend of lead guard. And James is a lead guard. And Kyrie is a lead guard. So that's that. You got two guys. It's replication at the same position. I still think the Raptors and the Sixers are the two teams to watch in this. I don't think the C's are going to be it. You got to remember now, Kevin McHale hates James Harden.
Yeah.
And Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge are boys. There's no question at some point, unless Ainge is desperate, Ainge has had to have talked to McHale.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. Joel knows stuff like
this. Yes, Joel knows stuff like this. And there is no question that Kevin... Do you think Kevin McHale would give a ringing endorsement for James Harden? Are you kidding?
Hard player, good teammate.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy.
Plays D, good teammate. Guy you want in your locker room.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of locker room, did you see the article about all the preferential treatment that... You know, Kawhi's got some...
Diva.
Kawhi's got some real diva in him, too. He and Paul George, and Paul George is trying to defend all the preferential treatment, but apparently the preferential treatment is what was causing problems with chemistry in the locker room. There are other guys. Imagine this. Other guys don't like it when certain guys get special treatment, and especially when they're not like, even when you show out and you're really great, it still doesn't sit well because you're a grown man.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. Yeah. I work the same hard as you are.
I've always been the best player on my team. Now all of a sudden I'm here and I got
to
I'm
a grown ass man and I got to act like a little kid to this guy. No, it doesn't sit well. And the Clippers, you know, I think that's one of the problems Doc Rivers had was, you know, he said Paul loved playing for me until the playoffs. He needed somebody to blame and I'm fine with that. Blame me. I can handle it. Says Doc Rivers. And that gives you maybe a little mindset into a lot of stars have this mentality, unfortunately, in the NBA right now, and we're finding out a lot about it. And I've appreciated it. James doesn't openly blame people; he just kind of wilts at big moments in the playoffs. LeBron, I never see LeBron blaming other people. Like if LeBron fails, we all know he's understood this since he first came to the league. All eyes are on him, and he's the biggest. But Paul George, the way he's kind of weaseled around, I've lost a lot of respect for Paul George. He also, as I mentioned, defended all the star treatment that, you know, we're talking about a lot of stuff that we heard with James. Apparently was the same stuff going on with the Clippers. There's talk at various points that last year that some Clippers were upset with star treatment George and Kawhi received. A report in January said some players struggled with preferential treatment for Kawhi and PG. Another report surfaced in October said the same thing. George led the blah, blah, blah. The dudes that put in the work that built themselves up to where they're at, it's a reason they get to that level. They know what they need, and they know what makes them play at a high level. What do they need and what makes them play at a high level? Whoever that offends, we ain't have that history right now in this locker room. And then you see so many people who back this, you know, there's so many writers who they're right. In a sense, they're right. Special players should get special treatment. It's like, I don't understand why it is about you building this and you need special things so that you play special. I mean, at some point you were a baller with everybody else and you were in something together. We've had superstars in the NBA for years and years. Why has there become such a disconnect between team and star? It used to be star was part. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan was a big time. He had special treatment all over the place. But that guy lifted up other teammates too. But Michael had all kinds of preferential treatment. But Michael also, you know, it was about nothing mattered more than winning for him. Nothing mattered. But Magic and Bird and Dream and all these other guys, at some point, like, when did it become not about any team culture with a lot of these guys? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's the respect I do have for LeBron is he does seem to have a lot of respect for team culture. Now, I don't like all the subtweets and, you know, to me, be a man. Just handle it man to man. Give the guy a bag, like a Dior bag for his birthday.
That's handle it like a man.
Yeah, and then talk to him.
That's handling it like a man.
At a stripper birthday or whatever.
Right, right, right.
You know, man to man stuff. Don't subtweet. If you got something to say to a man and you want to go man to man, you do it like men do. You give him some type of Prada bag or Gucci bag or Dior bag. And then you say, listen, Kevin, love, I've got a pro. Here's, first of all, here's the Dior bag.
KJ said he gives him a Prada bag
because he's proud of him. Proud of him. And you say, look, Kevin, love, I got a real, first of all, the Dior bag, happy birthday. And secondly,
you're not proud of
or me. Just have a Dior bag because this is just what we do.
This is, yeah.
And then I just need you, I'm going to need you to rebound more.
What about James branding himself? Is there any player who is more aligned with strip clubs?
I got to tell you, I thought about this myself, like how to be known across the country as the guy, to have players tell stories where James has had his jersey. In a way, it is pretty entertaining to know that James's jersey was retired in a strip club. I don't think it's great for the brand, but I don't think it's bad for the brand.
Well, And there was a strip club here that allegedly James just, he saved it. So he is heroic.
Like a PPP?
He saved it, yes. He single-handedly.
What do you mean saved it?
Well, it was going under because there wasn't enough business, but James gave him enough business that they stayed alive.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So kind of way, he's kind of heroic.
He is heroic. I mean, he's not a,
he's kind of like
doing a first or front line or a first responder.
Well, but that is like a PPP.
Yeah.
Payroll protection.
And it wasn't an SBA loan because they don't have to pay it back.
It's just like PPPs. I don't think you have to pay those back. It's a wink and a nod.
Oh, no, I don't agreement. Know. We'll see. We'll see whether or not they're coming after those PPPs. We'll see. But,
I just
don't know. Yeah, you know, like, I kind of branded myself to Coors Light, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's wholesome. I think it's something.
Have they retired a microphone anywhere though? No.
No, I think maybe they could put a microphone on the blue labels. I don't know. Some point, maybe a can, you know, dedicated to me. I don't know. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. But I don't know about, because who was the dude that got kicked out of the, because he got the chicken wings and
Lou Williams.
Lou Williams got the chicken.
Not
wing.
Scores. What was the?
No, it's in
Scores.
Atlanta. It's the
not Magic City. Is it Magic City?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, they have the best wings. You know what? I'm just going to get the wings. But you know what? Now he's the butt of a joke with the strip club and everything else. James just like, I'll take all that strip club branding, and you know, I'm going to smother myself in it, And I guess
isn't that also maybe one of the reasons the Rockets can't even get 75-cent value for him right now in the trade? Was this a reason why a guy who's a perennial MVP, you can't find fan bases who are excited about possibly
not
adding him?
One. Well, Toronto was pretty excited.
Yeah.
Toronto was.
Well,
but
I can imagine.
Who do they have? I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll take him for Pascal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
But the C's, no.
No.
They know.
Oh,
us.
My God. I did not see. I've had 1,000 C fans on my timeline. Not one wants this
but
deal.
But I think that's like the Astros. I think they got a bunch of hard-playing young guys, and it's like if you said that you wanted to drop in Yasiel Puig into the Astros in exchange for Kyle Tucker. Or exchange? Yeah. No, I don't want that.
I want that. No.
Why would I want that? No.
Right. It's not Yasiel Puig.
Okay, let's say
Yasiel Puig.
Well, Yasiel at one point. Okay, let's say Bryce Harper. We'll trade you guys Bryce Harper, and we're going to take Alex Bregman and George Springer. No.
No.
No. Not interested. All right. How about just George Springer?
No.
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 No. But what about all these home runs? I don't care. No. We don't want that.
Bryce Harper's a pretty good, guy.
It's actually the one. Yeah.
Who's a superstar in the game? A guy who, as soon as they got rid of him, they won the World Series.
Yeah.
So the Rockets are going to win the NBA championship as soon as they get rid of James.
Fire away on that prop bet. You'll make a lot of money.
757 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about. You want to make a lot of money? Give me the VIN.com. That's give me the VIN.com. You're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and John Clay Wolf will give you the most money. It's as simple. How many times does he have to tell you? And guarantee it. Because if he can't beat CarMax's offer, he's going to send you $100. What? That's right. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and sell him your car. Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's so easy. You can do it in your underwear. That's right. You can do it in your underwear. But if you're in public, please, please put some pants on. What I need you to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, and then you're armed with knowing how much you can get for your car. I sold my car to him. Could not have been a better process. Couldn't have been easier as far as that goes. I had to find the title myself, which is hopefully you have your title now. But all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, and John Clay Wolf is going to give you the most for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.